Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into this edition of the Chi-Town Hockey Podcast. I'm your host, Jake Golden. We have a good amount of stuff to talk about today, including a new statement just released minutes ago from the Blackhawks regarding the team's name and whether or not it will be changed. We also have a little bit of CBA talk to get into, some league news, and we also have the times of the games that the play-in and the round-robin games will be occurring in both Edmonton and Toronto. But before I get into all of that, I do want to make sure you guys know how to get in touch with the podcast or with me and to ask any listener questions. To start off, we have the Instagram page at chitownhockey.pod. We have the Twitter page at chitownpod. We then have the Gmail account at chitownhockeypod@gmail.com. We have my Blackhawks related Instagram page at blackhawks.pulse. We also have my personal Twitter account at jakegolden777. Please use any of those contact options to ask any questions regarding me, the pod, or listener questions. Listener questions are very appreciated, and they will help me a lot in getting more attention from you guys and interacting with you guys. Also, please make sure you do subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. 5-star reviews, subscriptions, ratings, all of that is very much appreciated. Helps me climb in the ratings to gain more listeners, more plays, and it will help me stay motivated to produce good Blackhawks content for you guys. Also, please make sure to share the podcast wherever you might be able to, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, with your family members over text or by word of mouth, and your friends also. That is really appreciated and will also help me gain more listeners, more plays, and will help keep me motivated to provide great Blackhawks content for you guys. Before I get into everything we need to talk about, real quick, I do want to say I apologize for not releasing this podcast on Tuesday at 5 a.m. I was pretty busy Monday night. I wasn't able to record the podcast, but that is why I'm recording it today, because I want to get something out for you guys. It's actually a little bit better I'm recording it today because we have a lot more news to talk about today. So this podcast, instead of being dropped at Tuesday at 5, will be dropped Wednesday at 5. Next podcast, like always, will be dropped Friday at 5 a.m. All times are Central Time, by the way. Okay, now that you guys have heard all of that, let's get into the news a little bit. I'll start off with kind of the more broad NHL news. So per Bob McKenzie on Twitter, the Blackhawks and fellow other NHL teams will be playing games at their respective hub cities at these certain times. So the times will be 1 p.m. local time for qualifiers. It'll then be 4 p.m. local time for a round-robin game, and then it'll be 8 p.m. local time for a qualifier. So, in Edmonton, which will be hosting the Western Conference, in Central Time, that will be 1 o'clock, a West qualifier, at 5 o'clock, a West round-robin, and then at 9 o'clock, a West qualifier. Then, in Toronto, they'll be hosting the Eastern Conference. We'll see at 11 a.m. Central Time an East qualifier, at 3 p.m. an East round robin, and then at 7 p.m. another East qualifier. So these are the times that they will play. The Blackhawks will either play at 1 p.m. or 9 p.m. as the 5 p.m. slot is for the round robin. My guess is we will most likely not see the Blackhawks up until August 2nd or the 3rd, because there are a good amount of teams that are going to be playing in the West qualifiers. I'm not sure how they're going to do it yet. The Blackhawks are the 12th seed in the Western Conference, so that may mean we may see them the next day. There are four series, however you want to say it, of qualifying rounds, and there are two qualifying games being played. So we will either see the Blackhawks play on August 1st, or we will see them play on August 2nd. Like I said, the Blackhawks are the last seed, so I'm not too sure if that means they will play on the 2nd rather than the 1st. So there's a little bit of speculation on that for now, but we now know the times that games will be played and when the Blackhawks will be playing, which will either be at 1 p.m. or 9 p.m. Central Time, and their first game will either be on the first or the second. So that is now certain. That's definitely a good thing for the NHL to now have this set in stone, and have the new CBA deal set in stone, which I'm going to get into right now. So, the NHL and the NHLPA have officially come to the agreement that will add 5 more years to the current collective bargaining agreement / CBA deal. And then they've agreed upon the tentative dates that certain events regarding the 2020 Stanley Cup playoffs will take place. So, players will report to training camp on July 13th in their home city. So, their home base city for the Blackhawks, it would be Chicago, obviously. Then, after camps, players, coaches, other team staff, such as social media, security, doctors, strength and conditioning coaches, trainers, all those guys, part of the 52-team team roster, per se, will travel to hub cities. For us, it would be Edmonton on July 26th. So they would then be there for another 4 to 5 days before gameplay begins on August 1st or 2nd for the Blackhawks. Then the league is going to occupy one hotel in each hub city, Toronto or Edmonton, and then each team playing in that hub city respectively will have one floor to stay on. And then if a certain team makes the Western Conference and Eastern Conference Finals, and then the two teams that make the Stanley Cup Final, families will be allowed to join players and or executives and or other team staff members for those two series. But for the qualifying first round and second round of the 2020 Stanley Cup playoffs, families will not be allowed to accompany any team staff or players. And then, like I said, qualifying rounds will begin on August 1st, with the first game being played. So you can now officially mark your calendars for Blackhawks hockey. Blackhawks hockey is finally going to be back. So this is definitely something big for the NHL, as many players and fans have been sitting on this lately. So this is definitely good. It's definitely good to get hockey going and back again. It is also good that the NHL has finalized their CBA deal, because it was reported just the other day that if they hadn't have signed the CBA deal and they weren't to have completed the season, then next year's salary cap would have had to decrease to $65 million, which would be an incredible blow to the NHL, which already is not as big as the NFL or the NBA. Some of you who are football fans saw Patrick Mahomes' contract the other day. I believe it's 10 or 11 years for $400 million. That $400 is worth more than 8 NHL teams, I believe. So that is an absolutely crazy amount of money that will be given to Patrick Mahomes. And the NHL already is not as big as the NFL, the NBA, or some other leagues. So that would definitely be a big blow for the NHL and would send them even more into the basement behind some of these other sports. So getting that done was a big, big thing for the NHL and the Players Association, the players, executives, everyone working in the NHL, stadium workers, parking ticket people, everyone is even associated with NHL and the NHL games. This is certainly going to help them a lot. And I know they wanted to get this done, so it's definitely awesome that they did. Thank you for listening to the Chi-Town Hockey Podcast. I'm your host, Jake Golden. I will be back with you guys in 60 seconds or less. Welcome back to the Chi-Town Hockey Podcast. I'm your host, Jake Golden. Now, something I want to get into a little bit before I move on to a little bit of Blackhawks news from the other day and today is my top 5 active NHL goalies based on their careers. So based on their careers, I ranked my top 5 NHL goalies on my Instagram page at blackhawks.pulse, and I also did the same thing in an article I just wrote for Phenom Media. If you don't know Phenom Media, I've been a writer and analyst for them for a little while now. Make sure to check them out on Instagram at phenom.media, and you can check out their website at phenommedia.net. You can check out my article by clicking the 3 bars up in the top left corner, scroll down to NHL, and it should be the top one right there, being published just today. So make sure to check it out. Now, on to my top 5 active NHL goalies. I'll start at number 5. I ranked Ben Bishop. So Ben Bishop, drafted in 2005, has played pretty well for all teams he's played for. He made the 2015 Stanley Cup Final against us with the Tampa Bay Lightning. We beat them in 6 games, as I'm guessing you know if you're a Blackhawks fan. But he's played pretty solid throughout his whole career, and he's playing really good right now for the Dallas Stars. Now, number 4, I have Tuukka Rask. He won the Stanley Cup with the Boston Bruins in 2011, and he's pretty much been their backbone starter ever since then, after Tim Thomas suddenly dipped from the NHL. Made the Stanley Cup Finals 2 years as a clear-cut starter in 2013 against us, lost in 6 games, and then in 2019, lost in 7 games to the St. Louis Blues. So even though he didn't win the Stanley Cup those 2 years, still a phenomenal goalie. Really good save percentage this year, I believe, in the 920s. So Tuukka has played very well for the Boston Bruins, one of the reasons they're a good team. Number 3, I have Jonathan Quick. He's won 2 Stanley Cups with the Los Angeles Kings in 2012 and 2014. He's been the backbone of their team. Sadly, he is currently behind a subpar defensive core in Los Angeles, forcing his stats to look a little worse than he would like. Obviously, if you look at advanced stats, more of wins above replacement, I think that you'd kind of see more where Jonathan Quick should rank in the NHL. I don't think he's definitely not a bad goalie. I mean, if he was on a good team, Jonathan Quick would be a good goalie. He really would. So Jonathan Quick, I think, is a little underrated. But yes, moving on. Number 2, I have Corey Crawford. So Corey Crawford, as many Blackhawks fans know, an incredibly underrated goaltender throughout his time with the Chicago Blackhawks since 2010 to the 2011 season. He's won 2 Stanley Cups with the Blackhawks in 2013 and in 2015. This year, he played great behind a subpar defense. Some people say he's really overrated because of the Blackhawks dynasty era behind that great defense. But even after our defense became not so good in 2017, Corey Crawford came back from his concussion, and he showed he can still be that good goalie. He showed it this year after Robin Leonard left. He even showed it before then. Yes, he struggled in the early part of the year. It was most likely because he was scared of that competition with Robin Leonard. But after he got into form and after Robin Leonard left and he had that kind of starting job for him locked in, he actually became a really good goalie. So Corey Crawford, I can get why he was underrated before 2017. But after 2017, Corey Crawford has become a totally underrated goalie. And it's absolutely ridiculous how many people still say he's overrated. On to number 1, Henrik Lundqvist. I think we can all agree here. The King in New York played. He's 38 years old. He's played his whole career with the Rangers. He's helped them to playoff appearances. He helped them to a Stanley Cup final appearance in 2014 when they lost to the LA Kings in 5 games. The reason I have him number 1, even though he still hasn't won a Stanley Cup with the Rangers, is because he has helped them get far in the playoffs and into the playoffs behind a subpar defensive core. Henrik Lundqvist has put up great stats in New York, great stats throughout the playoffs. He's got playoff experience, but there becomes a time where the goalie can't just put it all on his back and carry the team, and that's what happened in those playoff years and in the Stanley Cup Finals. Henrik Lundqvist, I think if he was on the Blackhawks or the Kings or maybe even the Bruins, I think he probably would have won a Stanley Cup, but it's because of that subpar defense that he was behind in New York all those years that they were in the playoffs, is most likely the reason he hasn't won a cup and the Rangers haven't won a cup while he's been backstopping that team. So there you have it. Those are my top five active NHL goalies based on their careers. Let me know if you do agree or disagree with my list. And my choice is made, why or why not. Make sure to send them in to any of the contact options, Instagram at shytownhockey.pod, at Twitter at shytownpod, the Gmail account, shytownhockeypod@gmail.com, my Blackhawks Instagram at blackhawkspulse, and my personal Twitter account at jgolden777. Now I'm going to go ahead and move on to a little bit of Blackhawks news that came out yesterday for the first time in couple weeks. We got two things to talk about. One thing coming out yesterday, and one thing coming out today, actually just about half an hour ago from when I'm recording this podcast. So make sure to stay tuned for that. I'll be with you guys in less than 30 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Chi-Town Hockey Podcast. I'm your host, Jake Golden. Now, a little bit of Blackhawks news coming out yesterday. The Blackhawks are signing Wyatt Kalinuk to a 3-year entry-level contract. The annual average value is not affable at the moment because teams are not allowed to release that kind of information, but he has been signed to an entry-level deal. One college scout did say that he reminds him of Nick Leddy. He's fast on his feet. He's a really good skater, which is something the Blackhawks definitely need. He's currently 23 years of age, so he's now out of college. He was the captain at Wisconsin. So he could possibly hop right in into the Blackhawks defense. So now the blue line is starting to kind of fill up with some good prospects, some good young guys, and some good middle-aged guys. Then, of course, you have the veterans in Duncan Keith and Brent Seabrook. So the D-core is actually starting to kind of even out, and we're starting to have a pretty good defense again. Prospects with bright futures. Now this young guy, now we got DeHaan Murphy. Keith is still playing a good defenseman. Seabrook, if he can come back rejuvenated and still play good. So our defense is actually starting to look really good, so I'm certainly happy about that. I think the Blackhawks in the next possibly 1 to 3 years can possibly be a playoff team again, and my prediction is in 3 years we can finally be a cup contender again. But at the University of Wisconsin, in his 3 years there, he put up 7 goals, 21 assists, and 28 points, so he definitely has an offensive upside with good skating skills, good, he's quick on his feet. He's a fast skater, something we need, can help exit the zone. So that's definitely something that's going to help the Blackhawks a lot. Nick Leddy, Nick Leddy is the player that reminded the, or sorry guys. So Wyatt Kalinuk reminded that scout of Nick Leddy. Nick Leddy was a great defenseman for the Blackhawks. If we could have Nick Leddy back, I'd certainly take him. But a young Nick Leddy? Hell yeah. So this is certainly going to be a great addition for the Blackhawks, and I'm looking forward to watching him play. Hopefully his age, he's 23 years old, he's starting to get into his prime years, he can jump right in. So this is certainly going to be awesome for the Blackhawks. Now, last thing I want to talk about today is some Blackhawks news that was actually just released by the team minutes ago, actually, is that they will not be they will not even take into consideration changing their name, but they will be doing some more educating on the name. They're committed to, quote, raising the bar even higher, close quote, in their efforts to increase awareness of the Native American culture, in a team statement released today. So they will be keeping their logo and their name, and they say the Chicago, and here's the quote, the Chicago Blackhawks name and logo symbolizes an important and historic person, Blackhawk of Illinois, Sac and Fox Nation, whose leadership in life has inspired generations of Native Americans, veterans, and the public. We celebrate Blackhawks' legacy by offering ongoing, reverent examples of Native American culture, traditions, and contributions, providing a platform for genuine dialogue with local and national Native American groups. As the team's platform or as the team's popularity grew over the past decade, so did that platform and our work with these important organizations. We realized that there is a fine line between respect and disrespect, and we commend other teams for their willingness to engage in that conversation. Moving forward, we are committed to raising the bar even higher to expand awareness of Black Hawk and the important contributions of all Native American people. We will continue to serve as stewards of our name and identity, and will do so with a commitment to evolve. Our endeavors in this area have been sincere and multi-faced, and the path forward will draw on that experience to grow as an organization and expand our efforts. Close quote. So there you go. That's the quote from the Chicago Blackhawks. The statement released from the Chicago Blackhawks today, Tuesday. You're going to be hearing this Wednesday, but released when you're hearing this, it'll be yesterday on Tuesday. So that's the statement released from the Blackhawks. They will not be changing their name. So this is definitely something I think a lot of fans were hoping that they would say. I'm certainly relieved. I think that they hit the nail on the head. They said there's a fine line between respect and disrespect. The Blackhawks are not disrespecting the whole Native American culture. And they're trying to tribute Blackhawk. So this is definitely a great thing for the NHL, the Blackhawks, and its fans, as I think there would be a lot of controversy if they did change their name. I think a lot of fans would be pissed off. I think a lot of fans would probably even head over to other teams. So this is certainly a good thing that the Blackhawks decided to release this statement, make it known why their name or why the team is named this way, and what they plan to do in educating and providing people with the reason behind the name of the team when it was named in 1926. So this is certainly a great statement released from the Blackhawks. I hope a lot of fans, some Native Americans, some people who have a problem with the Blackhawks, read this and realize it's not making fun of their culture or people. It's a tribute to one man named Blackhawk. So hopefully people can realize that, and hopefully we can move on without some hiccups. Redskins, I get. Cleveland Indians, I get. Blackhawks, like I said, they're not making fun of the whole Native American culture. They're not making fun of red people. They're not making fun of Indians. So I get Indians and I get Redskins. However, I think the talk around the Blackhawks changing their name just isn't right, and I don't think it should happen. Yes, but that's all the news coming out Blackhawks related Tuesday and Monday. One player signed, and Blackhawks finally release the fact that they're not going to be changing their name. So that's going to be all the news for today. I would like to thank you all for listening to the Chi-Town Hockey Podcast. I'm your host, Jake Golden. Make sure you know how to get in touch with the podcast or ask any listener questions. The Instagram is chitownhockey.pod. The Twitter is at chitownpod. The Gmail account is chitownhockey.pod. ChiTownHockeyPod@gmail.com. Sorry about that. My Blackhawks related Instagram at Blackhawks.pulse and my personal Twitter account at JGolden777. So make sure to check those out, follow those, comment, send in any questions you have. I got some great stuff coming on all those platforms. And then, of course, the email. You can email me. But I really appreciate all you guys listening. Please make sure to subscribe, rate, review, and share the podcast. All that really helps out. But once again, thank you guys so much for listening. Sorry I didn't get this podcast out yesterday. Like I said, just really busy. But I hope to see you guys in the next podcast. Hope you listen to the next one. So once again, thank you for listening.